91X News.
It's 21 degrees and mostly cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Haley Rose. Dr. Anne Marie Vaughn is the new president of Loyalist College. The Loyalist Board of Governors made the decision last Thursday, but the announcement was made this morning. Vaughn will join the college November 7th. She replaces former president Maureen Piercy, who left due to health reasons. Police say three teens are facing bylaw charges after allegedly driving recklessly while wearing clown masks and attempting to scare bystanders in Oshawa, Ontario. Durham Region Police say officers responded to a report of a suspicious vehicle on Friday afternoon, which was carrying three people wearing clown masks. Police say two masked passengers were allegedly spotted opening the car doors and attempting to scare others, and were also seen allegedly leaning out of car windows while the vehicle was moving. They say officers stopped the car and charged the three occupants under a City of Oshawa bylaw. A 19-year-old man is charged with causing a nuisance and careless driving. Another 19-year-old and an 18-year-old woman are charged with causing a nuisance as well. Police have laid a charge after an ambulance was heavily damaged in a head-on collision with a pickup truck east of Bancroft. Hastings Quinney Paramedic Services Chief Doug Socha says the ambulance was responding to a call when the accident occurred Sunday on Highway 28. He says no patients were on board the ambulance at the time, but two paramedics and the driver of the truck suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Bancroft OPP have charged the pickup driver, 18-year-old Axel Bennick, of Brudenell Line Dock, Raggle Township, with careless driving. Ontario's energy minister admits the bulk of nearly $12 million spent on a plan to offer financial help to low-income electricity customers went to consultants and advertising.
The Progressive Conservatives accuse the Liberals of badly mismanaging the Ontario Electricity Support Program because $11.7 million of the $11.9 million budget went to consultants, publications, media, and advertising. About 137,000 of an estimated 500,000 eligible families have been approved to get between $30 and $50 a month taken off their electricity bills. Energy Minister Glenn Thibault says it's essential that the government communicate the on-bill credits, which he says has led to 230,000 applications for the program. Keith Leslie, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle formally welcomed Italy's prime minister and his wife to the United States with a grand arrival ceremony at the White House. The ceremony marks the beginning of a long day of meetings, statements, and a press conference by Obama and Prime Minister Matteo Renzi. Renzi says he and Obama stand for a better brand of politics.
There are a lot of people who think that politics is only about screaming, fighting each other, hate, create division. You are different, Mr. President. We are different.
The White House says Obama wants to use the visit and final state dinner of his presidency to reinforce the strong ties between Italy and the U.S. With Donald Trump's path to electoral victory appearing increasingly narrow, Hillary Clinton is confidently advancing into states the Democrats haven't won in decades, as Trump attempts to focus attention on new allegations about the investigation into her email. Clinton's campaign has launched new efforts aimed at expanding her lead and helping her party win back control of Congress. There's a new $2 million push in Arizona, aides said Monday, including a campaign stop in Phoenix by First Lady Michelle Obama, one of Clinton's most effective surrogates. At the time Clinton is showing new signs of confidence, she faced fresh revelations about her use of a private email server at Security of State and hacked emails from a top campaign's official personal account. A small plane that had taken off from Haiti with three people on board has crashed off the north coast of the Dominican Republic. The Dominican Civil Aviation Authority says those on board included a couple who were U.S. and Canadian citizens. Their names have not been released. A statement from the Aviation Authority issued Tuesday says the plane took off from Port-au-Prince on Monday and was headed to the Dominican coastal town Puerto Plata. The Dominican Air Force has located wreckage from the plane and was searching for survivors. The single-engine Lake LA-250 apparently lost control apparently lost contact with the control tower shortly after 6 p.m. when it was about 6 kilometers from Puerto Plata. The cause of the accident is unknown. Russia says it's halting bombings and Syrian government airstrikes on the city today, ahead of a brief humanitarian pause tomorrow. It gives a small window of respite for those inside the beside eastern side of the city.
Russia's defense minister said Russian and Syrian aircraft halted strikes on eastern Aleppo at 10 a.m. local time. Russia says the halt was to prepare for an eight-hour humanitarian pause on Wednesday when it wants rebel fighters and civilians to leave the city. The aid agency Doctors Without Borders said it welcomed the pause, but said it was too short to evacuate the wounded safely or to get medical aid in, saying 72 hours was needed at least. Patrick Rievel, ABC News, Moscow.
And a new study suggests that for people with diabetes, physical activity is a form of medicine. Researchers in New Zealand say it's especially important that diabetics do moderate activity for at least 150 minutes per week, the standard recommendation for all adults. But as Richard Besser reports, they found the timing of that exercise matters.
They had people for one period of time do it in one block of 30 minutes. In the other period of time, they did 10 minutes right after eating a meal. And what they found was if you do the 10 minutes, just go for a 10-minute walk after you eat your meal, it greatly reduces your blood sugar, 22% lower blood sugar after dinner.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1205. Sports is next.
You hear a lot of ads about Invisalign, but is it the right option for you? I'm Dr. Julianne Peterson. Invisalign is a great device for moving teeth, but not everyone is a candidate. As a certified specialist in orthodontics, I can ensure your decision is an informed one. Let my specialty expertise give you the smile you've always wanted. If you're thinking about Invisalign, see me, Dr. Julianne Peterson. For a complimentary second opinion, call 969-8822.
I love my Peterson smile.
And in sports, the Loyalist women's soccer team hopes to turn around the end of its season with a win. They play their final game Wednesday at Loyalist against Durham College. The Loyalist women have lost eight of their games so far and tied two. Their only win of the season was last Friday. Turning to college basketball, the Loyalist men's and women's teams kick off their season at home on Saturday. The teams welcome Centennial. Tip-off for the women's game is at 1 o'clock, with the men's game to follow. The men's rugby team also hopes to end its season on a high note. They play their final game on Wednesday at Fleming at 1 o'clock. The men are 0-5 so far. The Toronto Blue Jays are on the brink of elimination in the American League Championship Series. Cleveland defeated Toronto 4-2 at the Rogers Centre last night to take a 3-0 lead in the best-of-seven series. Jays outfielder Kevin Pillar says there are no easy answers when a team goes into a funk at the plate.
It's baseball. It's a tough sport. Just haven't been able to come with a big hit. It's that simple. It's not from a lack of effort. Everyone in here wants to win. Everyone in here cares. It's just how it goes sometimes. And, you know, they're sitting over there with the 3-0 lead because they are getting the timely hits. You know, it's been very competitive all three games. They just seem to be able to come up with a big hit when they need it.
Game four is tonight in Toronto at 4 o'clock. Cleveland Indian fans in Toronto say the team's nickname and logo are not offensive and should not be changed. Sarah Johnson says the team's name has been the same forever and isn't an issue in Cleveland. It has been an issue in Canada after an Indigenous activist sought to have a court ban use on the team's full name and its logo, which features a smiling cartoon man with red skin and a feather in his headband. An Ontario judge ruled the team would be able to use the name and logo during its playoff series with the Blue Jays. Johnson says the name honors the Aboriginal people and is a celebration of the culture. About two dozen Cleveland fans approached the Canadian press, did not want to talk about the brewing controversy. In NHL, there are six games tonight. Arizona faces off against the Capitals. The Sharks visit the Islanders in New York. The Penguins take on the Canadiens. The Devils are at home against the Ducks. The Senators hope to revive themselves after last night's loss against Detroit. They are home tonight against the Coyotes, and Tampa visits Florida to face the Panthers. David Johnson rushed for 111 yards and 3 touchdowns to help the Arizona Cardinals shut down the listless New York Jets 28-3. Jets quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, who was replaced in the fourth by quarterback Geno Smith, says he hopes to remain the starter.
There's obviously stuff that needs to change, and you know, I would love to be a part of that change and trying to get it headed in the right direction. You know, it's a tough situation for everybody because we didn't think we'd be in this situation.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville: at 12:09, it's 21 and mostly cloudy. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Haley Rose. News on 91X next at 1 o'clock.